Welcome to Growing International, where you hear from educators like yourself, students, and experts in the field of international education on how to grow your study abroad programs and internationalize your campuses. I'm your host, Jody Littleton, a professor of communication and a study abroad coordinator for Parkland College. I couldn't do this show without the support of Parkland College, a community college located in Champaign, Illinois, as well as the Consortium of International Studies and Programs and the Community Colleges for International Development. Whew! With all that out of the way, let's get started. Today's podcast is going to be three students giving us their marketing advice. I did these interviews separately, and I asked them some other questions in addition to marketing. So what you're going to hear is an edited version of just simply pulling the information that they told me about what they thought that we should do as the professionals to market to students. And I tried to keep the question very open and just ask them, what do you think are the best ways to reach students and get them to study abroad? I did do a follow-up question with Colin, who I will introduce in just a second, and asked him a follow-up question about social media. But the other two, I just left it open. So let me introduce the students. There are three. They are all male. But it's interesting that I have three men because men typically, in my personal experience, don't do as much study abroad as women. Colin even mentioned in part of his interview that he was in study abroad with, I think there was three men and 12 women in his group. And so that's not unusual to have a majority of women. So I have three men, so maybe that's good. We can hear some advice from men. Maybe that will help us reach out to more men to recruit for study abroad. So let me go into a little bit of background on each one. So the first student is Ryan. Ryan is a Parkland College student, former Parkland College student. He graduated from the University of Illinois just recently. He is currently getting his master's degree at another college. His study abroad was a full semester in China. The second student is Christian, and Christian went on a trip to Morocco with me. He is from Joliet Junior College. He's also a graduate of DePaul University, and he's currently a business owner. And then the last student that you will hear from is Colin. Colin is currently at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. He formerly was a McHenry County College student. He also was on a trip with me through the Illinois Consortium for International Studies and Programs, or ISIP, to Ireland for summer. So I have two students who have done short-term study abroad in Ireland and Morocco, and then I have one student, Ryan, who did a full semester in China. I'm just going to go ahead and play each of the interviews back to back, so there's going to be no interference between the three, so it's just going to jump from one to the other. But what I'd like you to do is listen carefully to each one and think about what are some themes that these students are all focusing on. As I was listening to this, I definitely pulled out some common threads that each student had. So I'm interested to see if you see those same threads that I heard in these interviews. So let's go straight into the interviews. And the first one, like I said, will be Ryan, and then you will hear from Christian, and then the third student is Colin.
My older sister, she studied abroad in Spain, and when she came back, she shared with me her experiences. And I think that's the best way to get someone to study abroad or even consider it. Not necessarily through a study abroad fair or not necessarily through, you know, flyers or posters. I mean, that all helps. But the best way to get someone to study abroad is get them in front of someone who has had the experience of studying abroad, through any type of forum or, this radio show is great. A presentation, any of those things is definitely going to be the the best way to get someone to study abroad through, you know, direct contact, face-to-face contact. I mean, I've had an influence, I think, on three people to study abroad, which I think are some of my personal greatest accomplishments because of my own time that I've had studying abroad was so great for me, and I learned so much about myself. And I think a lot of people who have influenced abroad, they've had that same effect. Well, the first thing I would do, you know, like before you study abroad, I think it starts at home. It starts domestically. And the best thing to do is create social events that brings international students and domestic students together all in one room. The reason that's so important is because these people can learn about each other's country just through talking with each other. You know, like I said, like people to people communication is the greatest thing for studying abroad programs. There was various programs that I was involved with at the University of Illinois. One I'd like to highlight that was called GLOBE, which was called Global Leaders Orange and Blue Engagement. And the whole purpose of this program was that there'd be cohorts. They'd made like, you know, anywhere from like 20 cohorts. You know, the University of Illinois had a huge international student population. And their whole objective of GLOBE was to put international students and domestic students into groups that would meet weekly on a weekly basis for about just 1 hour and, you know, meet and talk and just, you know, associate with each other, become friends with each other and, you know, just talk about the world, talk about their differences, learn from each other's country. So these social events, I think, were so important, and they'd have monthly meetings where everyone from their cohorts would come together and, you know, someone would maybe give a presentation on their group and what they did, or a student would give a presentation on their hometown or home country. And it was just this awesome learning environment where everyone would learn from each other being in a room with international and domestic students. The greatest thing I, you know, received from GLOBE was in my cohort, I had this friend and he was from Singapore. And I've never, to be honest, never heard of Singapore or met anyone from Singapore before that. But me and him, we became really good friends throughout the semester. He was a study abroad student as well. And I shared with him my study abroad experiences. And, you know, we became super good friends. I just talked to him yesterday. But the greatest thing was last summer when I was, after I was studying abroad in China, I went to Singapore and visited him for a couple days. And we had just an amazing time. So people to people relations, like I said, or communications is the best way. And it doesn't necessarily have to be all these international and domestic students coming together. If there can just be more ways through like English Corner, you know, you get more domestic students to have weekly conversations with international students to help them improve their speaking or reading or writing in English. I think those are very beneficial because they're going to learn from each other about each other, their upbringings, their hometowns, their home countries. And it, you never know, little things like that may influence, you know, U.S. American domestic students to think outside the box, to be like, wow, I learned something from this student that kind of makes me want to learn more. From that, they could be doing a little bit of research online, looking at YouTube videos, learning more about their travels and, you know, be like, you know what, I want to talk to a study abroad advisor and see, you know, what are my chances I could go to this place. So definitely, like I said, social events is the best way to get people together. And I don't think that's something that necessary for, you know, these smaller budget place. I don't think that's something that's going to, you know, cost as much. You just, you know, think it's like you reserve a room, try to get some people to recruit international and domestic students, them being former study abroad students. And I think that can really create a change at colleges and universities. Yeah, you know, I think like almost every single study abroad student loves to talk about their experiences. You know, I meet former study abroad students all the time. And the thing that we all have in common is that our own friend groups are tired of hearing about our experiences. Because, you know, when we come back from studying abroad, that's all we want to talk about. I remember when I came back, you know, we'd be hanging out and we'd be doing something. And then I'd be like, oh, I remember when I was in China. And that became like my catchphrase for the first 3 or 4 months when I came back and my friends thought it was hilarious. So that's always something I talk about with former study abroad students. So we're always eager and interested in sharing with other students that may be interested or not interested in, you know, just for us to have a platform to work with, you know, any type of college, the study abroad office. You know, I think almost every study abroad student is interested in sharing their testimony and sharing their experiences because the people we've told about our experiences, I think they're already, they already know our whole story. So we're already ready to go out and share it with other people. Yeah. So, you know, if I had like a final message to give to all the, you know, study abroad advisors, you know, definitely use your students to your advantage. I'm so excited to be a part of this podcast with Jody, because I've told Jody countless times, if you need me, I'm here for you. I love talking about my experiences, and don't be afraid to reach out to your former students, former study abroad students, even if you haven't talked to them in, you know, quite a while. Make sure to, you know, send them a message, check out what they're up to. And, you know, either if it's like 5 years, 4 years, 3 years down the line, you know, I think it's always a great thing to ask your former study abroad experience. How, since you have, you know, continued your professional career, do you ever look back at your study abroad experience, and how has it helped you become the person you are today?
But I feel like that the way that I got convinced, that's like a really good way. I actually think this podcast idea is pretty good as well. So like students could, they could hear like firsthand experience, like actually listening to it and not just like a brochure or, you know, just random internet search or whatever. Professors that are leading study abroad programs should really focus on students that might already be interested and just give them that extra push like I got. I think that I feel like there's a lot of students that are already interested in doing it. They just don't. I think that, like I said, they just need that extra push. It goes back to the same thing with me, I think. I think another thing as well is just letting students know that this is going to be a fun trip. Yes, you're going to have some schoolwork, but most of it is like you're exploring a different country, a different culture, and it's not just going to be schoolwork. It's not the same as back home. It's more of an experience than schoolwork. Just getting those students that already seem kind of interested and pushing them a little bit more just to convince them to do it. I think that's the easiest way, because, I mean, it's easier to convince somebody that already wants to do it than to try and convince somebody that's not even open to the idea. And that's what I do, even like selling product. If you want to sell a product, you're not going to waste your time with someone that's not going to buy it. You got to convince those people that already kind of want it, and you just got to make sure that you convince them to do it.
You know, kind of get an accurate count on how many students are actually interested. Put out a survey, you know, mm-hmm. to the school students and say, you know, are you interested in study abroad? And if they're not, you can be like, oh, you know, maybe we can persuade you somehow. If they say, yeah, you know, maybe you can send them an email or something saying, hey, look at these opportunities we have for you. I was always thinking people know study abroad is around, but it's not really in their face, kind of. I was thinking, you know, just have a big old banner saying, hey, study abroad, you know, think about it. Because I think I saw study abroad on a little poster, a bulletin board in one of the school hallways. And I was like, wow, I completely forgot about study abroad until just now. So I think, you know, it just kind of has to stir around in the brain for a little longer. How to go about doing that, I'm not a marketing, you know, expert or anything. Just something to keep the idea swirling around in the head, I think would be good. I think online media is, you know, the way to go. I think, you know, 60% of marketing should be online now. People aren't too much into physical stuff anymore. I'd say get in what you're asking for specific, you know, maybe social media platforms. I'd say go to as many as possible. You know, there's people on Facebook, there's people on YouTube, you know, Instagram. I'd say try to get as many platforms as possible to get the largest amount of expansion. You want to get as many people as possible. So the more platforms you go to, the more potential consumers you have available to you. For students right now, I'd say either YouTube or Facebook. I wouldn't put too much money into Facebook because I think it might be going into decline, not soon, but in, you know, maybe the next decade. I'd say YouTube might stick around for a little bit. Instagram is definitely worth it right now. It's definitely popular right now. That's also another platform that I think might decline a little bit in the next 10 years. But I'd say just be on the lookout for any new platforms that arise, staying on top of trends. See, it's kind of hard to market something on a platform like Snapchat because it's not really made for corporations or to advertise something. Even just sending emails to students is pretty good. You know, there are people who are content with, you know, kind of staying where they are. You know, they find Illinois, oh, I've been here all my life, you know, mm-hmm. I'll probably stay here all my life. And some of them are okay with that. But I think, you know, it's kind of hard to find the people who, with a little bit of persuasion, they will go on mm-hmm. a study abroad trip because they're like, oh, hey, look at that. I didn't know Ireland was miles away, but it's amazing. I think if they see and hear from people who have been on study abroad, my friends are people who have barely been outside Wisconsin. And I'm like, you guys got to get out. There's definitely more than just a single state in the U.S. Even if you're not traveling internationally, you know, just going to, you know, California or South Dakota, just anywhere besides where you're comfortable with. And that's the big problem, is that a lot of people don't want to leave their comfort zone. And I think, you know, it's a pretty big hurdle to, you know, just stand up one day and be like, you know what, I'm going to get out of the state and fly over to Greece, you know. You know, it's definitely a thought process. To the people who are in marketing or trying to market for study abroad, I say just try to bring as much of the experience into America as possible. Okay. You know, bring videos, anybody that's recorded, like some of the landscape, bring some of the music back, be like, hey, check this out. Bring some of the food over, maybe. Because I know there's a candy store actually in Menominee that had Irish food. They had Irish candy. Wow, this is awesome. They had some of the Arrow candy bars. Yeah, so I'm thinking just try to bring as many aspects from the country back to America as possible. And I think that could get people hooked.
You just heard from Ryan. Then you heard from Christian and finally Colin on their advice for marketing to study abroad students. So what did you think? What themes did you get out of it? What threads did you think were good? Was there anything that you thought was useful? I will tell you, one of the things that I really liked about all three of these is I didn't think there was anything earth-shattering, first of all. I mean, it was all things that I have thought about before. But I guess it was nice validation. I was interested in the fact that almost all of them, especially two out of the three, talked about that personal connection, having other students talk to them, hearing from other students either on a podcast or on, you know, any kind of way to reach out to the students so that the students can hear firsthand from another student who has done study abroad. Ryan was especially adamant about that, but I know Christian also emphasized that too. Also, Christian emphasized that personal connection that he had with the instructor that recruited him to go on study abroad. So that was really interesting. Colin was initially already interested in study abroad, which is that's another theme that I got out of it, that really market to people, try to locate that demographic that already has some interest. So really that's kind of a key thing to do, which I think most of us try to do, is find those groups. Maybe I should have asked them a follow-up question of who they think that might be, but I think that's a tough question to ask in general. So looking for people that are already interested and really pushing them to do it. So I thought that was an interesting theme as well. Colin mentions that as far as how he was recruited was by a flyer on a bulletin board. And so, again, I thought that was interesting, that even the old school stuff of having flyers out, putting out posters, which he also mentions, is still a valuable tool for us to do. None of them, without prompting, talked about social media, which I thought was interesting. Colin talked about it simply because I asked him a follow-up question about it. And So I think they all think that's valuable. It was interesting. I don't know why it didn't come to top of mind, but I think really that personal connection is still the most valuable, and that's what came to the top of their minds when thinking about recruiting. So hopefully you got something from this, and this is something, of course, to talk to your own students about, and you probably maybe already do that, but I just thought that was interesting, and I thought we would kind of explore that today. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, contact me at jlittleton@parkland.edu. For more podcasts, check us out at parkland.edu/studyabroad for links to our other episodes. I really appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and talk to you next time.